This is an iHeart podcast.
Whatever team Fia is on has a chance to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
And I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media, and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations, thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. Three times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, we break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts.
When I told people I was making a podcast about Benghazi, 9 times out of 10, they called me a masochist, rolled their eyes, or just asked, why?
Benghazi, the truth became a web of lies.
From Prologue Projects and Pushkin Industries, this is Fiasco, Benghazi.
What difference at this point does it make?
Listen to Fiasco, Benghazi on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Jesse Kelly Show, let's have some fun.
On a Tuesday. I almost said a Monday. I almost said a Monday because yesterday's show was a Memorial Day show, and it was a special show, and it threw me off, but it's not. It's a Tuesday, baby. We all have a week on. We all have a short week this week, and we have a packed show tonight, and let me just kind of walk you through everywhere we're going. Yes, in case you're wondering, I realize it's been a week. I will take some calls tonight, but don't bother calling later. I don't even have the phone screener's not even there yet. No calls. Here's what's on tap for tonight. Guns. Archaeologists. Joe Biden lying through his teeth. Inflation. COVID lies. DUIs for Nancy Pelosi's husband. That's going to be lots of fun. A pharmaceutical giant lying. A million different ways we're going to go tonight. Before we get to any of those things, can you imagine what it would be like to be beaten to death? It actually, I take that back. It's not just beaten to death. Do you know what flogging is? It's a couple different things traditionally, but you know what? Let's focus on where I want to go right now. Do you know what Roman flogging is? This obviously got a little bit famous because it's what Chris's people did to Jesus before they crucified him. Okay, the Romans did it, Chris. All right, the Romans did. It's what the Romans did to Jesus before they crucified him. So that obviously it got it a little bit of fame. If you've seen the movie Passion of the Christ, you'll have a visual understanding of what it looks like. But allow me to explain it to you. And believe me, I'm going somewhere political with this because the big news of the day is going to apply. So just hang with me a second. Hang with me. Flogging. The Romans would take a stick. I'll just call it a stick. Make this easy. And they would have several leather whips coming out the end of the stick. And then at the end of the leather whips, you know, there's multiple, right? At the end of the leather whips, there would be a leather ball, usually, a lead ball, usually. And that was there to make sure when you were hit with it, it caused contusions. Just stay with me here. Stay with me. And oftentimes they would put a nail in there too, or a claw, or broken glass, something that would open up your skin as the leather ball, the lead ball is bashing in your skin. Just stay with me. I know it's gruesome, but we're going somewhere with this. Flogging. It was not uncommon for you, if you were signed up to be crucified, which is no fun at all, it was not uncommon for you to die while being flogged before you could be crucified. It was that devastating on the body. They would tie you up facing a pole and beat your back and legs until oftentimes people would die of shock or bleed to death. It was a horrific way to go, right? I promise this is going somewhere political. There's a guy you've never heard of before, and that's fine, but there's a guy you've never heard of before. His name is Akko or Akko. He was one of the Gallic leaders. You see, during the ancient Roman times, Gaul was this wild wilderness made up of a bunch of Gallic tribes, and one of the leaders was this guy named Akko. And he eventually rebelled against Roman rule, and Julius Caesar got his hands on him, and in front of everyone else, they tied him up to one of these poles, and he was flogged to death in front of the other Gallic leaders. Now, why am I bringing up something so horrible and dark and bloody at the beginning of a show? It's Tuesday, baby. We should be having fun. Well, I want you to think about something. That's just one tiny example. I could obviously do a whole 3-hour show of horrific things that are done to people historically when they rebel. No one's treated worse than the rebellious city or province, or no one is treated worse. I mean, look, that was a gentle story. I could have went back to ancient Assyrians. They would hang your skin from the city walls when they were done with you. Just horrific things. So I often have this thought, and I've had this thought a million times in my life. Why would you ever risk that? In what universe would you risk being flogged to death like I just described to you? But let me tell you what universe. There is something about human beings. We have many wonderful things about us, some not so wonderful things about us, but there is something in mankind that has always been there, and it is still in there. And one thing the powers that be in this world had better understand is this. Mankind will only suffer injustice for so long, and then he will risk the worst death, the worst fate imaginable in order to achieve justice. The scales can only get so out of balance before mankind will rise up and risk being flogged to death in order to regain that balance. It's part of our nature. Society seeks a balance. Man seeks a balance. What's the big news of the day today? I mean, I could go into a million different things, right? I've got a bunch of New York mayors trying to curb gun violence. We've got the vaccine insanity. We have horrible, absolutely horrible news about COVID outcomes. I could go a million different places, but the big news of the day is what? Clinton lawyer Michael Sussman is found not guilty of lying to the FBI. And every single media outlet out there today, every one of the ones who've been ignoring this trial completely, now this is headline news. You can't walk 5 steps without getting barraged. Did you hear Sussman's not guilty? I knew this Durham trial was a scam. What a joke. And they're all celebrating today. Woohoo! Stupid MAGA idiots. Those idiots actually thought someone did something wrong. Look at that. Our guy got off scot-free. And here's what they're not understanding. Here's honestly what none of the Western leaders seem to understand now. Every time one of you gets off, every time one of you commits a crime and gets off, gets away with it scot-free, every single time that happens, you gather with your friends and your snooty little DC buildings and you have some steak and cocktails and you laugh at the rubes and the idiots in flyover country and, oh, they're so stupid. I think I'll head up to my New York penthouse and sip some champagne and look down at the commoners. Look at me above the law. When in reality, if you're one of the people in power, and not just America, I don't want to make it about just us. If you're one of the people in power in the West right now, and you are living it up because it's high times and you're never held accountable for anything and you're getting rich while we're all dying out here and life is good and you can commit crimes. If you're that person right now listening to the sound of my voice, I think you should probably be more afraid than you are. You see, society seeks a balance. How many times have you heard me come on here on the air? And I'm not changing the subject. Just stay with me for a second. How many times have you seen me come on here, come on the air, and talk about us needing trials and prison time for the politicians and public health officials who slaughtered us during COVID? Now, when I say that on here, this is what I get from people. Jesse, that's so extreme. Oh, that's too far. That's too extreme. Maybe some adjustments. We should resign. And allow me to just say, I'm the moderate. You think arrests and public trials are extreme? Arrests and public trials are nothing compared to what's coming if we don't have them. Societies seek a balance. And if we don't achieve that balance right now, as we should do through law and order and due process and fair trials, if that balance is denied of us now, then worse things will be needed to achieve that balance. And I don't ever want to live through that. I don't want my sons to live through that. I don't want you to live through that because that's terrible. Consider this a warning, all you powers that be. Stop enjoying yourself at our expense and start realizing there's an expiration date on this nonsense. You hear me? And that's not even the worst part of this. I'll tell you the worst part of this here in just a second. Before I get to that, let's talk about you being able to protect yourself, because clearly we're living in an age where who feels safe? You can't ride the subway without getting stabbed anymore. Who feels safe? Go get a hero gun. And I don't want to hear, Jesse, I'm not comfortable with guns. I don't like being around guns. Hero is a non-lethal gun. It only takes a few minutes to learn how to use it. You got a laser sight. Anyone can do it. You point and squeeze. I can't stress this enough. Anyone can use this. You don't need a concealed carry permit. It shoots these pepper balls. They nail you and then they explode and then you're in deep, deep trouble. It'll save your life. This thing has saved lives. Your wife needs one. You need one. Your mother, your daughter, your son. Get one of these for the people you love. Go to hero2020.com and use the code Jesse, and that gets you a special discount. Hero2020.com, code Jesse. State restrictions may apply.
I've got an animal inside of me.
This is Jesse Kelly. You're listening to The Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Tuesday. And look, remember, you can email the show your love, your hate, your death threats, your Ask Dr. Jesse questions for Friday. All are very welcome here. I know yesterday's show was different. And in case you missed it, yesterday's show was a Memorial Day special. I told you before, we're going to do that every year for Memorial Day. I mean, barring, you know, some unforeseen circumstances, we will be here doing a Memorial Day show dedicated to the fallen. The emails have been flooding in of people. Clearly, you appreciated it. In case you missed it, it's worth listening to, for sure. We're still getting these. Jesse, thank you for Memorial Day special honoring those who gave their lives for our freedom. I'm going to briefly tell you about my father's brother, Robert H. Moss. He was in the Philippines in World War II. He survived the Bataan Death March and was a POW for approximately 3 years and then was put on a hell ship. The hell ship he was on was sunk by an Allied torpedo. He was declared MIA. Says, I can use her name. Her name is Cammie. Chris, remind me, 45 minutes from now, I'll give people a little history, a little mini history thing on the hell ships, okay, and things like that. It's something worth listening to. But in case you missed that, go download the podcast, iHeart, Google, Spotify, iTunes. It was on from yesterday. So the news today. Clinton lawyer Michael Sussman found not guilty of lying to the FBI. And of course, he goes out after and makes some statement.
I have a few thoughts to share now that the trial has ended. First, I told the truth to the FBI, and the jury clearly recognized that with their unanimous verdict today. I'm grateful to the members of the jury for their careful and thoughtful service. Despite being falsely accused, I'm relieved that justice ultimately prevailed in my case.
Yeah. Thank you, jury, for your faithful service of letting me off. Look, what I said in the beginning, I meant it. Over and over and over again, we watch as those in power get away with everything. I mean, we could go clear back to Lois Lerner, IRS, FBI, DOJ. Over and over and over again, they always get off scot-free. We don't. Oh, if you happen to saunter into the Capitol on January 6th, you're still locked away like some kind of serial killer. But they constantly get away with it and get away with it and get away with it. And they sit up there in their fancy penthouses in New York and they look down their nose at you and me and they congratulate each other for being above the law. And what I'm telling you is there's a shelf life on this. Forget about Michael Sussman. Forget about Clinton's lawyer. Why is no one at the FBI going down? The Federal Bureau of Investigation. And by the way, we're going to talk to Julie Kelly about this in about an hour and 15 minutes. She just wrote an article about this, the FBI and what's happening there. The Federal Bureau of Investigation knowingly used false information to get a FISA warrant to spy on an American citizen and then opponent of the President of the United States of America. Not one person has gone to jail. Not one. Oh, don't get me wrong. We finally have some people in the media calling for jail time, just not for them.
No member of Congress has been voted out of office for being too pro-gun. Not one. So until the majorities who claim they want tougher background checks and to get assault weapons off the street vote like they mean it, we can expect to hear more calls for thoughts and prayers. And that's it. Because this current version of the Republican Party is being held hostage by a vocal minority obsessed with an absolute right that does not exist.
Why haven't they been voted out? Why haven't they been held to account? And you know what? Let's switch gears here, because one of the great headlines of the day, I love this. Seven New York mayors to launch a new effort against gun violence following mass shootings. Don't you love the framing, how it's always gun violence? Gun violence this and gun violence that. And of course, the article starts out about Uvalde and Buffalo and gun violence. The mayors are joining together. Gun violence. Why won't these people? Chuck Todd doesn't understand why you won't be voted out. Why won't you give up your guns? Why won't you crazy people give up your guns? I mean, after all, it's a weapon of war.
The American public has common sense on this issue. They realize that you should not be able to purchase two AR-15s at the age of 18 years old with no background checks and then buy 375 rounds of ammunition. These are weapons of war. They have one purpose only. There is no legitimate civilian purpose for an assault weapon. In the Marine Corps, I slept eight train patrol with an AR-15 for 3 months before I was even allowed to load it.
They don't have AR-15s in the Marine Corps. I just want to clarify. They do not have AR-15s in the Marine Corps.
And even at that point, every night we locked it behind three locked doors because that's common sense gun policy for a weapon of war, not selling it to 18-year-olds.
Okay. Common sense. Why do Chuck Todd and that guy, he was a of course, former Marine. I guess I should call him an ex-Marine now. And of course, a Democrat member of Congress. Why won't you give it up? Why won't you just trust them? Why not common sense gun laws? Well, we could address what I just talked about, the fact that you continue to show us we have a two-tier justice system. But, oh, I don't know. maybe this has a little something to do with why we don't trust you.
We have swatting happening and Nazis walking around. It is a scary time.
He's been playing the racist card. He said, I'm a nationalist. David Duke comes out the next day saying, thank you so much.
We now know that we have in the White House someone who could lead the Ku Klux Klan in the United States of America, somebody who could be the leader of the neo-Nazi and publish just his words.
This is still a white supremacist house. You still have actual Nazis in the house.
This distraction and sleight of hand is basically what modern Republican politics is all about. I mean, it sure ain't about governing. It's about selling white grievance and rage, the same rage that produces attacks on Asian Americans and Jewish people and on our Capitol.
It is a party that it's what we read in the history books about Hitler.
There is no difference from what Donald Trump is preaching from what Adolf Hitler preached in the early 30s.
And I feel very strongly that he...
Yeah, you get the idea. Hey, you pandemic-causing, non-essential working, Nazi white supremacist, why don't you just trust us to give up our guns? Well, we see a system that has a two-tier justice system. We see a system that has treated us like the enemy of America for the last 5 years, in the very least. You're going to have to forgive me if I feel like I need a lot of guns. In fact, I was at a gun shop with my son this weekend buying even more, with more ammunition. You know why? Because you're scaring me. I feel like you want to hurt me. In fact, every time you call for more gun control, it only convinces me more that you would like the freedom to hurt me. And I don't want you to hurt me. In fact, if you try, I'll hurt you. All right. It's enough of that nonsense. Let's talk about Joe Biden lying through his teeth. And then archaeology. I'll explain. Hang on.
Would you guys consider anything less than a championship to be a failure from this year?
I wouldn't say anything is a failure, especially because we all grow every day. Obviously, the goal is a championship. There's no doubt in that, and that's the goal. We want to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
For all the biggest stories in women's basketball, plus exclusive interviews with the game's brightest stars.
So to be here, I think it's one that we definitely don't take for granted. But we also know, you know, that's just one stop along the way, and we're hoping to, you know, make a run.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, I'm Mary Catherine Hamm.
And I'm Carol Markowitz. We've been in political media for a long time.
Long enough to know that it's gotten, well, a little insane.
That's why we started Normally, a podcast for people who are over the hysteria and just want clarity.
We talk about the issues that actually matter to the country without panic, without yelling, and with a healthy dose of humor.
We don't take ourselves too seriously, but we do take the truth seriously.
So if you're into common sense, sanity, and some occasional sass,
you're our kind of people.
Catch new episodes of Normally every Tuesday and Thursday
on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. 3 times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, we break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts.
What I told people, I was making a podcast about Benghazi. 9 times out of 10, they called me a masochist, rolled their eyes, or just asked, why?
Benghazi, the truth became a web of lies.
It's almost a dirty word, one that connotes conspiracy theory.
Will we ever get the truth about the Benghazi massacre?
Bad faith political warfare, and frankly, bullshit.
We kill the ambassador just to cover something up. You put two and two together.
Was it an overblown distraction or a sinister conspiracy?
Benghazi is a
Rosetta Stone for everything that's been going on for the last 20 years.
I'm Leon Nafok from Prologue Projects and Pushkin Industries. This is Fiasco, Benghazi.
What difference at this point does it make?
Yeah, that's right. Lock her up.
Listen to Fiasco, Benghazi on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Tuesday. Oh, man. So the simulcast begins tomorrow. I'd almost forgotten. Simulcast begins tomorrow, right, Chris? Is that right? If you want to watch me do the show tomorrow, you can do that. You have to go to thefirsttv.com/Jesse and sign up. Thefirsttv.com/Jesse. All right. It's going to be an adventure for you. All right. Now, we still have to get to archaeology. I'm going to give you some history. We have to talk COVID stuff, some really amazing numbers about that. Much more to go, but I want to touch on this really quickly. Addressing the problem. Like, I just brought up the headline before, 7 New York mayors to launch an effort against gun violence. And they have no details, but they're coming together, and it's all about gun violence and gun violence and gun violence. Okay, okay. Here's one of the main problems we have in the country right now. We never want to actually talk about the problem. We want to talk about the bumper sticker solutions for the problem, but we never want to address the problem. I mean, look, there's a reason this clip, besides being hilarious, has stuck around on the show for so long. It's the ultimate political answer. Knows nothing about the subject at all. Just a bunch of political buzzwords tossed out there and won't do anything to actually address problems.
And do you support a no-fly zone in Ukraine?
I support everything that has to do with punishing Vladimir Putin and helping the Ukrainians.
Wouldn't that mean direct conventional warfare with Russia?
I don't know what it will mean, but you know, freedom is not free.
So you don't know what a no-fly zone will mean? Do you have to shoot down Russian planes? I mean,
of course.
So conventional war with Russia.
Listen, thank you.
But why is that funny? Because she knows nothing. It's just buzzwords. No one ever wants to address the problem. Today, Joe Biden welcomed BTS. If you don't know what that means, trust me, you're not alone. Neither do I. I'm sure that stands for something. What, Chris? It's an enormous K-pop band. And this is the problem. Everyone's been telling me this all day as if like I'm just supposed to know, oh, K-pop, I understand. I'm assuming that's Korean music, right? Korean music. Okay. Joe Biden welcomed a bunch of Koreans into the White House today. And they got to stand behind Jean-Pierre while she gave a press conference. And of course, you know, we're dealing with the issue of, gosh, what's that? What's that word they love to use? Asian hate.
Thank you, Karine, for your kind words. And hi, we're BTS. And it is a great honor to be invited to the White House today to discuss the important issues of anti-Asian hate crimes, Asian inclusion, and diversity.
네, 오늘은 NHPI Heritage Month의 마지막 날입니다. 저희는 AANHPI Community와 뜻을 함께...
I didn't catch that last part. I don't speak Korean. But, okay, anti-Asian hate. We got to stop these Asian hate crimes. And how many times have you seen or heard words like that? How many times have you heard me rant about things like that? Stop Asian hate. Got to stop Asian... Let's start a hashtag on social media. Stop Asian hate. Okay. You're serious about this? You want to stop Asian hate? Well, who's beating up Asians? Hey, where'd y'all go? I just had 50 of you in the room. You all said you wanted to stop Asian hate. And I asked who was doing the hating. And y'all can't hide under the desk fast enough. We never want to actually address problems. Not for anything. We have a Democratic Party entirely committed to making sure the problems never get addressed, and we have a huge percentage of this society that doesn't want to address them either. They don't have any desire in having uncomfortable conversations. I love having uncomfortable conversations. I think uncomfortable conversations are the way good things get done out there. there is tremendous tension, not nationwide, in the urban areas. New York's a great example. There's tremendous tension between the black community and the Asian community. That's not something we shouldn't talk about. Cultural tensions between two very distinct, very different cultures are, well, I don't know, the whole history of the world. But when you give me bumper stickers, when you give me...
You know, freedom is not free.
I assume you don't want to solve the problem. I assume you want to look like you care about the problem. You want to sound like you care about the problem. But you don't actually want to solve the problem. You want to be seen as being nice. You've got people like this probably in your life. I certainly have these people in my life who they're so nice, they end up being rude. They're so kind, they're rude. Because they never get anything done. They're constantly getting roped into things they don't want to be at just because they're trying to be polite. Then it's more miserable for everyone else. This is what we are now as a country. We are a country of people who don't want to solve problems. We don't. How much gun stuff have you seen? Endless, right? And look, the audio is a little wonky here because he's standing out by a helicopter. Joe Biden's still saying things like this.
A 9mm bullet blows the lung out of the body.
I know you couldn't hear that because the audio is awful. He said the 9mm bullet blows the lung out of the body. That's the dumbest thing I've ever heard in my entire life. The dumbest thing I've ever heard in my entire life. A 9mm, it's like a 1-inch bullet. It's for a pistol. The cops you see walking up and down the road probably have that. It's what I use for my concealed carry weapon. It's not blowing your lung out of your body. So why would you say something so flatly untrue? What do you gain out of that? Well, you keep it boilerplate. You keep it bumper sticker. And remember, we've talked about this a million times. This is why you need to think about them like robots. And this is why the communists in this country, this is why they say things like this. Flatly false things. Things that are not even close to being true, but they're easily regurgitated. Easily regurgitated. That's why they do them. So the masses can go up to the hive mind and plug in and get their newest upload. And then they go and they take something blatantly false out to the public. A 9mm bullet blows the lungs out of the body. That's insane. It's idiotic. And yet it becomes mainstream. Why? Because we don't want to solve problems. We don't want to stop Asian hate. They don't want to stop school shootings. That's not the goal for any of these people. Their goal is the same as all communist goals. Their goal, money and power. That's what their goal is, money and power. It's not more complicated than that. I mean, these people are very, very comfortable saying lies that are easily verifiable.
As I was told, the class of 72 is here. I was appointed to the academy in 1965 by a senator who I was running against in 1972. Never planned it that way. I wasn't old enough to be sworn in. I was only 29 years old when I was running.
Okay, that's not true at all. I mean, he even got asked about it, or I should say Jean-Pierre got asked about it today. That's a lie.
The president was born in 1942, graduated from the University of Delaware in 1965. In his address, he said he was appointed to the Naval Academy in 1965. Was he? Was it in 1965?
I did not hear that part of the speech, so I would have to. Okay, I did. I
blatantly false. So why did he say it? Why say that about a 9mm? Because they're programming the hive mind, and that's all they care about. All right, it's time to talk about archaeology. We'll get to some emails. I might give out a question for the phones here. We got a lot more tonight on the Jesse Kelly Show. Before we do that, are you stuck in a timeshare? I hate ripoff artists. You know I hate them. I despise them. Scum of the earth. These timeshare companies, not all of them, but many, they get you roped in for your timeshare and they don't let you out. All the fine print in the world, and these guys just sit and print your money the rest of their lives. I've heard horror stories about timeshares being passed down to kids. You can't get out. Annual fees, special assessments, it's endless. Lone Star Transfer is here to help. 99% success rate. A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. They will guarantee the release of all liability to your timeshare in writing and in a specific time frame. Give Lone Star Transfer a call for a free, no-obligation consultation. 844-310-2646. 844-310-2646. Or online at LoneStarTransfer.com.
He doesn't care if you believe him, but he's right. Jesse Kelly.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, and oh man, I can't wait to do an I Told You So. I have a great I Told You So. You know what? You don't have to roll your eyes like that, Chris. That's not nice. Okay, sometimes, I know it's rare, every now and then, I like to talk myself up, right? The Oracle likes to talk himself up every now and then. Yeah, look, I can't be humble all the time. You know what? We're not even going to wait. We'll get into a couple other things here in a second. Chris, I can't remember. If you wouldn't mind... Would you play that clip of what I said a long time ago? I don't remember what it was. I just remember it was really, really smart. Would you play that, Chris? It never ends. There's not an end date for it. Look, and don't think to yourself, well, that's just New Zealand. It's already coming here. I've been telling you forever. The end goal is a subscription service, basically, an annual COVID vaccine. Here's Dr. Fauci.
Is it a matter now of when, not if, the definition of fully vaccinated changes?
You know, my own personal opinion, Kate, is what you said is correct. It's going to be a matter of when, not if.
Matter of when, not if. And let's do keep in mind, maybe you're not a small business owner. Maybe you don't care. Let's do keep in mind this vaccine obsession, this mandate obsession is. Chris. That was me, right? That was boy, the voice sounded really sultry, but that was me from November. I just want to make sure I have that correct. Okay, well, here's best-selling author John Leake.
It's an attempt to centralize a monolithic response to any detected or exaggerated or even fabricated infectious disease, emerging infectious disease pandemic. And the racket is the assertion only a vaccine is the solution to this. It's, if you look at, for example, CEPI, it's a organization that was founded by the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation and the World Economic Forum in 2017.
Go figure.
CEPI actually released a business plan for the next pandemic. And the essence of the business plan is a new pandemic is coming, it's imminent, and our business response, which is framed as an opportunity, the next pandemic will be an opportunity for our shareholders and investors, will be a vaccine. So the response that we're seeing at the global centralized level, it's not really the public health business, it's the vaccine business.
That guy sounds so smart, Chris, doesn't he? Told you. All right, enough of that. Remember, you can email the show, jesse@jessekellyshow.com, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. Here's what we still have coming. We have Julie Kelly about 40 minutes from now or so. She's going to talk about the FBI, what's happening in the Senate, what's happening in Congress with the FBI. It's not good. She's going to give us a quick update on that. We have history. I know you're a bunch of history geeks and freaks like me. So we got a little history coming up about 10 minutes from now. Someone brought something up. We're going to get to emails. I am finally going to take some phone calls tonight. It's been a long time, but not just any calls. I'm going to take two kinds of phone calls and two kinds of phone calls only tonight. And you're welcome to combine these two. First, there were a lot of names I didn't get to on Memorial Day for the fallen. If you have a quick name you want to drop, drop a name. But the call tonight is this. You see, Chris and I were just making fun of Michael, which was a lot of fun, I might point out, a lot of fun. Michael was trying to back a U-Haul trailer out of a driveway this weekend for his parents, And it took him a half hour. It took him a half hour. Chris, is he an hour? Oh, it took him an hour. How embarrassing. It took him an hour. I personally, you want to talk about embarrassing? I have driven a U-Haul up to an apartment complex before and didn't realize the height difference on the overhang and the U-Haul truck. And I drove the U-Haul truck right up to it and tore the entire roof off, like the overhang, the outdoor parking spaces with the overhang on there. I mean, you want to talk about embarrassing? Oh, I've got moving stories. I've moved like 20 times in my life. My question is, have you ever moved? Do you have a moving horror story? What's the worst experience you ever had moving? 877-377-4373. 877-377-4373. You can name drop your Honor of the Fallen. I know it's Tuesday. We can still honor them, right? You can name drop them and tell me a horror story from you moving. All right. Archaeologists uncover a trove of ancient Egyptian mummies. And I'm not going to spend any time on this. We have a lot bigger fish to fry. But I will say this. I'm so disappointed, right? I was so disappointed when I was a kid, and I still am so disappointed that archaeology doesn't involve any gunfights, no whips, no cool hats, no leather jackets. For the longest time, I wanted to be Indiana Jones when I was a kid, so much so to the point that I actually asked for a whip for Christmas one year. And I got this little sorry little 4-foot whip, and I spent all my time out in the yard trying to wrap it around tree branches so I could swing like Indiana Jones did. And I never pulled it off, really. I mean, I hurt myself a few times. It doesn't matter. Like, it's all politics. But either way, you have no idea how crushed I was when I found out archaeology is just basically digging for stuff. That sucks. Isn't that a bummer, Chris? All right. Language. Labels. The communists are great at labeling us, are they not? I mean, I played that montage a little bit earlier of them. Nazi, Nazi, white supremacist, Nazi, you Nazi, white supremacist. They're great at labeling us. Absolutely great at it. We historically have been very bad at it. I would argue Trump was one of the ones who really changed that, helped us change that. All the nicknames he gave people, some were hilarious, some were just silly and stupid. But it always had a purpose. It was always labeling somebody. I'm going to label my opponent as something. Sleepy Joe, you know, Lion Ted, and all that stuff. We have labeled them with something that is hurting them. It's hurting them significantly nationally. And they are at the point now where they're desperate for us to stop. And that's the thing about the communist. He tells you what he hates. He tells you what hurts him. And what do we do with the communist when he tells us what he hates? We feed it to him over and over and over again. What is it? What are we doing that's hurting the communist? I'll tell you that in some history next. Some folks are born,
silver spoon in hand. Whatever team Fee is on has a chance to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media, and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations, thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. 3 times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, we break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts.
What I told people, I was making a podcast about Benghazi. 9 times out of 10, they called me a masochist, rolled their eyes, or just asked, why?
Benghazi, the truth became a web of lies.
From Prologue Projects and Pushkin Industries, this is Fiasco, Benghazi.
What difference at this point does it make?
Listen to Fiasco, Benghazi on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is an iHeart podcast.